From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump may meet soon. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Putin advisor says an agreement on a summit between the two leaders came as Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton visited Russia.
It's great to be back in Moscow.
Where he met with Putin, who noted through an interpreter U.S.-Russia relations are at a low and hoped the visit would mark the first steps toward improving them.
Russia никогда не стремилась к конфронтации.
Russia has never been seeking confrontation.
The Kremlin says a date and place for the summit will be announced tomorrow. Vienna, Austria has been mentioned as a potential site. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this late word, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced Wednesday he plans to retire, giving President Trump the opportunity to replace him with a more conservative judge. For years, the 81-year-old Kennedy has been the decisive vote on many significant cases. His replacement could fundamentally change the makeup of the court. A Trump appointee would probably create a solid 5-member conservative majority. A federal district judge has ordered the federal government to reunite immigrant parents and children it separated after they crossed the border. It's part of a preliminary injunction halting those separations unless the parent is unfit or presents a danger to the child. These news headlines: in Thailand, heavy rains have hampered rescuers on the fifth day of searching for 12 missing children and their soccer coach trapped in a cave. And in Malaysia, police have seized nearly $270 million in cash and other luxuries in raids linked to the scandal-tainted ex-prime minister. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary